The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we bring another new episode for you of our program that goes by the title of The Second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab. During the course of this program, Alhamdulillah, we've been talking about different features and excellences of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, and following the same pattern, inshaAllah Zawajal, today again, we'll talk about certain features of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu and his eminence, his greatness, and enlighten our hearts further with his mention. Today, we'll touch upon the topic of his disinterest, his aversion towards this dunya, how disinterested he was from this dunya, which again is a special trait of those who are chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are pious, those who want to work for the akhirah, for the hereafter. They're not interested in this dunya at all. In fact, they live in this world as if this world is a place for their betterment, for making their hereafter better for themselves. So this dunya for them is a place of test. In fact, this is the case for every single one of us. But they truly understand this fact, and they use this world for attaining a better hereafter. And the seerah of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is a perfect example for us in terms of how disinterested he was from this world when it came to wealth, when it came to the luxuries of this world, when it came to the glitter of this world, how disinterested he was from all this, and how much efforts he exerted for the hereafter whilst he was living in this dunya, in this world. So this is also a great learning curve for us, that although we live in this world, but yet we should be disinterested in this world. We shouldn't let this world rule over our heart, and our sole aim and purpose and goal and objective should be to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attain salvation in the hereafter. So inshallah Zawadil, today we will cover certain accounts which will show us how disinterested Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was from this world, and how eager he was to work for his hereafter. So before that, as per our routine, let's first of all enlighten our hearts by listening to a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ on the virtues of sending peace and salutations upon him. This hadith is mentioned in Sunan Nisa'i, hadith number 1281, where the Prophet ﷺ said to a person performing salah, followed by the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recitation of salat, that make dua, it will be answered. Ask for, it will be granted. So a person, after offering his salah, he sent salawat upon the Prophet ﷺ. He sent salat upon the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ then said to him that make dua, it will be accepted. Ask, you will be given. So we've been told a beautiful formula, in other words, of having our duas accepted. We have to offer over 5 times daily salah. There's no compromise on that. There's no choice, no option. We have to offer 5 times daily salah. After offering salah, we should send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We should glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, we should make dua in the court of Allah Almighty. InshaAllah Zawajal, our duas will be accepted. We should ask in the court of Allah Almighty. InshaAllah Zawajal, we will be granted. Ascending salawat in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is key to the acceptance of our du'as. May Allah Almighty enable all of us to send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance as much as we can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, coming back to our topic, which was Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu's disinterest in this dunya, in this world, how disinterested he was from this world. Now, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, when it came to the matters of the hereafter, he wouldn't like being lazy or any kind of laziness in relation to the matters of the hereafter. He radiallahu anhu would say that be calm in everything. Observe calmness in everything except the matters of the hereafter. So we know that we should perform everything calmly and fulfilling all its prerequisites, all its requirements. We should make sure that we fulfill them when we perform a task. We shouldn't be hasty or we shouldn't rushing through any task. We should perform them peacefully and calmly. But Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, when it came to the matters of the hereafter, he would say that perform everything calmly but the matters of the hereafter. So he radiallahu anhu had a great eagerness to work towards his afterlife, for his hereafter, which we see throughout his blessed seerah. Once his beloved daughter and our mother, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiallahu anha, she said to him that, why don't you wear soft and nice clothes instead of the clothes you're wearing? And why don't you eat fine foods instead of what you eat? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our rizq vast and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a lot of well-being. Now Amirul Mu'mineen Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is the leader of the believers. He is the leader of the faithful. Now Allah Almighty has made the rizq vast, and his beloved daughter, our mother, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiallahu anha, is saying to him that why don't you wear better clothing now, soft clothing, better clothing than what you were wearing, and eat fine food, better food than what you are eating. What is wrong in it? Now listening to this, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he beautifully guided, instructed his beloved daughter, our mother, Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiallahu anha. He reminded her of the blessed life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the blessed conduct of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, saying that, do you not remember that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did not like the luxuries and glitter of this world? Then he radiallahu anhu kept advising his beloved daughter in this way. And then he said that, I've already told you that by Allah, if I'm given this ability, then I will adopt a difficult life like that of both of them, meaning the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and his Khalifa Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, in the hope that I acquire the life that was beloved to them. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is now the leader of the Muslims. He has all the wealth, everything to his disposal. He has all these blessings given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can eat the best of the foods, he can wear the best of the clothing, but yet look at his disinterest from this world. He adopted a difficult life, he adopted simplicity, he adopted disinterest from this world and just focused on his hereafter. And he is also advising his beloved daughter, our honorable mother, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiallahu anha, regarding the blessed conduct of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu. He says that, I will adopt a difficult life like them in the hope of getting a life which is beloved to them. Subhanallah. This account in its own shows us that how disinterested Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was from this world. The likes of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu, such great eminent Sahaba, even they would praise Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu from the perspective of his disinterest from this world, and they would hold him very high in rank because of this very feature that was embedded in his nature. Once Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu stated that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, neither did he embrace faith before us nor did he migrate before us, but yet he radiallahu anhu excelled us in being disinterested in this world and in being passionate for the hereafter. So you can imagine, the viewers of Madani channel, that the likes of Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu, who embraced Islam prior to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, who migrated before Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, even they are mentioning this very trait of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, specifically mentioning that neither did he embrace Islam before us nor did he migrate before us, but yet he excelled us when it came to having disinterest in this dunya, in this world, and in being eager in being passionate for the hereafter. So when the Sahaba of this caliber are praising Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu on a particular feature, on a specific quality, it shows us what greatness Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu possesses. So Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, another elite companion of the Prophet والسلام, someone who held an acclaimed rank, he states that by Allah, Amirul Mu'mineen Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu did not excel us in migrating, but I've come to know the fact that why is he superior to us? Why has he excelled in attained superiority above us? And it is that he radiallahu anhu has more disinterest in this world than us. Subhanallah, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, a Sahabi of the caliber of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, is also talking about the superiority of Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu, and the reason for that very superiority, he mentions that the disinterest that Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu had towards this world, the level of disinterest that he had towards this world was way superior than other Sahaba, which was the reason why he radiallahu anhu excelled in attaining superiority over other Sahaba, despite embracing Islam after them, despite migrating after them. He radiallahu anhu, he attained superiority over other Sahaba as well, apart from Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu. So it shows us, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that having disinterest in this dunya is also from the features that elevates your ranks and that serve as an ingredient to determine how close you are in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how the superiority you have attained over others. And this very feature also comes when we have an eagerness, a yearning to work for our hereafter. When we submerge in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we want to attain salvation in the hereafter, when we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this stage comes when we are completely disinterested in this world and we focus solely on the hereafter, and every action of ours in this world is solely for the hereafter. So disinterest in this world and being passionate for the hereafter, both of these go hand in hand. So the more we are disinterested in this world, the more passion we will have to work forever hereafter. More qualities, more acts of worship we will perform forever akhirah. So this is a great testing scale again for us to see where exactly do we stand when it comes to having aversion towards this world, when it comes to having a disinterest in this world. Just to see where exactly do we stand, this is a great testing tool for us. Sayyidatuna Shifa bint Abdullah radiallahu anha, she mentions another account where we come to know about how great a worshipper, what a devout worshipper Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was, that a sahabiya like of Sayyidatuna Shifa bint Abdullah radiallahu anha also talked of him, spoke of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu as a true worshipper, as a devout worshipper. So once she radiallahu anha was going somewhere where some young people were sitting and whispering, upon which she said, "What is this?" She was told, "Worshippers," meaning that they are worshippers, that's why they are conversing in this manner, they are conversing in a very slow voice. Upon this, she radiallahu anha said that by Allah, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Faruq Azam radiallahu anha, when he would converse, when he would talk loud enough so he could be heard easily by the listener. When he radiallahu anha would walk, he would walk a bit fast. So she radiallahu anha started to talk about the actions of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anha, and specifically in this context, when those people sitting there, when they were whispering to each other, and that whispering was told to her that it is because they are worshippers. Now, to reform them, she radiallahu anha gave the example of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anha, that he radiallahu anha, whenever he would converse loud enough that the listener could easily hear him. Whereas he radiallahu anha was the actual worshipper. These are the words that she radiallahu anha said towards the end, after mentioning that he would converse in this manner, he would walk in this manner. And then she said, whereas he radiallahu anha was the actual worshipper. So this is how Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh was even looked at by other elite companions, that when they had to give an example of a worshipper to others, then they would give the example of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. When other companions would talk about Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, they would talk about him from the perspective of being a leader, a guide, someone who has excelled them from the perspective of having and showing disinterest in this dunya as well. Like Sayyidina Salim bin Abdullah radiallahu anh, he narrates that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, he used to say that by Allah, we don't have any concern, any care for the luxuries of this world. We are saving our pure blessings for the akhirah, for the hereafter. He further says that this is why he would eat bread made of barley with olives, and he would wear clothes which would have patches on it, and he radiallahu anhu would perform his own affairs himself. Subhanallah. This was the personality of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. This is our leader, the leader of believers, and this is how we should also be. This is how our leaders should also be. Every single one of us in certain walk of life, we perhaps would be leaders in certain fields. Now, from the conduct of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, we learn many lessons. Simplicity, humility, doing our affairs ourselves rather than assigning tasks to everyone. When we assign tasks to other people, that is one thing. There are certain things which need to be assigned to other people and we need to supervise. But then there are certain things that we ourselves can also do. In fact, we should do them. But yet, after attaining a certain rank, we start telling other people to also carry out those tasks for us. So we need to learn from the seerah of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh that we should also be used to performing our tasks ourselves, and we should adopt simplicity in our nature. There's another account before Media Views of Madani channel, which is a beautiful incident which shows us that how disinterested Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh was in this world from the luxuries and blessings of this world, and how simple he was, how much simplicity he had embedded in his nature. Sayyiduna Ahnaf bin Qais radiallahu anh, he narrates that once Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh sent us for an expedition to Iraq. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us victory in Iraq and Persia, and as spoils of war we had a lot of white cloth, fine clothing, which we acquired from there. So he said that some of it we used, i.e. we wore it, and the rest we brought with us. Now he says that when we reached Madinatul Munawwara and came in the court of Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he turned his face away from us. He didn't even converse to us, and he showed such unawareness towards us as if he didn't even see us. Now upon this, we were very, very concerned, very worried. Anyways, we spoke about this to his beloved son, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anh, to which he said that my father, Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, is completely averse, completely disinterested in this world. So he saw you guys, he saw you in this fine clothing, which neither the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, nor did it Khalifa Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh wore it. So that very conduct towards you of my father is because of this, because of the fine clothing that you are wearing. So Sayyiduna Ahnaf bin Qais radiallahu anh says that as soon as we heard this, we straight away went to our homes, we took that clothing off, we wore old clothes, and then we came in the court of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. Upon this, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh met us wholeheartedly. He said salam to every single one of us separately. He embraced us as if he never met us before this. Now, in the spoils of war, there was also something very sweet which had a great fragrance, and it was red and yellow in color. Now, that was also brought in front of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh tasted it, and it was very, very delicious. He radiallahu anh drew his attention towards us and he said that, "O Muhajireen and Ansar, this is such delicious food. This is something such so delicious that fathers and brothers, they will fight each other to get it." After this, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, he distributed all that amongst the children of Muhajireen and Ansar Sahaba who attained martyrdom during the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. After that, he radiallahu anh, he went to his home and did not have anything from it. Subhanallah. The greatness of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, the disinterest he had towards this world. Even something that he loved, it was very delicious. He didn't have anything from it. He distributed all of it amongst the children of Ansar and Muhajireen Sahaba who attained martyrdom during the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. Another great example of disinterest that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu had towards this dunya, towards this world, and towards the wealth of this world, is seen in the account when the spoils of war, when the treasures of Shahi Kisra were brought in the court of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu when Iraq was conquered. Now, when Iraq was conquered, then the treasures of Shahi Kisra, they were brought to Madinatul Munawwara and brought in front of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Now, the treasurer of Baitul Mal, the treasurer of the treasury, he said in the court of Sayyidina Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu that why not include all this treasure in the treasury in Baitul Mal? Upon this, Sayyidina Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu said that not at all. Whatever is under this room, all of that will be distributed. So there were mats laid down in the masjid, and all that wealth, all those treasures, they were placed upon those mats and they were all covered. When those treasures were uncovered in front of people, then people were astonished by looking at the glitter of the treasure. It was an amazing atmosphere that was created all around because it was so expensive and so precious treasure that was placed over there. Its glitter and shine had taken everyone with awe. So this was the atmosphere that was completely developed, that was created over there. So Sayyidina Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu, he said that those people who brought this treasure over here, they are very, very honest. Meaning that despite this being so glittery, despite it being so precious, they have not observed any dishonesty in it. Anyhow, Sayyidina Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu, he distributed all the treasure, all that wealth, and did not keep anything for himself. Allahu Akbar, he is the leader of believers. He could have taken anything that he wanted, but he radiallahu anhu didn't keep anything from it and distributed all of it amongst people. Where would we find such example, dear viewers of Madani Channel? This is the legacy, the footsteps, the example that our master, our leader, the second caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, left for us. Once Sayyiduna Utbah bin Farqad rahimahullah spoke to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu regarding his food, because we heard earlier that the food of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu would be very, very simple, very, very simple. Now, regarding his food, Utbah bin Farqad rahmatullah alayh spoke to him, to which he radiallahu anhu replied that, "O Utbah, should I consume all the blessings in my worldly life and benefit from them over here?" Now look at this response, which was filled with a great disinterest that he had in this world. And he's also teaching them, and not only Sayyidina Utbah bin Farqad rahmatullah, but all of us, that this is how we should be, that this is how disinterested we should be in this world. He said that, "Should I consume all the blessings in this world and benefit from them only in this world?" It shows us the mindset of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, that he would think of the hereafter. He would work towards the hereafter, and he would have such great disinterest in this world that he wouldn't even be inclined towards delicious foods or the glitters and blessings and luxuries of this world. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Ubaid rahimahullah narrates that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu said that, "Do not frequently visit the wealthy people, because this is a cause of destitution. This is a cause for the constraintment, for risk being constrained, risk being stopped." So Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu not only observed disinterest in this world himself, but also instructed others to do so. He knew the importance of this, how important this is. And especially in this narration, we can see that Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu stopped people from frequently visiting the wealthy people, and also mentioned that this is a cause for poverty, destitution. Great pearls of wisdom for us, great lessons for us in not only the statement, but all the other accounts that we've covered today, which shows us that although we're living in this world, yes, we do need to work towards attaining some of the blessings in this world, which are our necessities, which includes the food provisions, looking after our family, and other necessities of life, which we need to fulfill. Of course, they are necessary. We do need to fulfill these very requirements. But our way of life should be, this very world is a place for us to work towards our hereafter. Whatever we sow in this very world, exactly that we will reap in the hereafter. And this wouldn't be possible without having this interest in this very world. And this last statement of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu that we just covered, where we are told not to frequently visit the rich, under the light of this statement, we should look at our state, that are we eager to just visit the rich? Or what is our conduct when it comes to rich people and poor people? And how do we treat them? What is our conduct in terms of those who are destitute and in terms of those who are wealthy? We need to ponder upon our own state. And this would sort of clarify for us that where exactly do we stand and how successful we are being in terms of bettering our hereafter. So beautiful message we learned from today's episode of Madani Channel, from this very quality of Farooq-e Azam radiallahu anhu, that we need to have this interest in this world. Yes, we need to work towards fulfilling our necessities for living in this world, but do not let the love of this world overpower you. Do not let the love of this world overpower your heart such that it becomes negligent from the hereafter. Our sole goal is success in the hereafter, salvation in the hereafter, pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this will only be possible by adopting this interest in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Umar Farooq-e Azam radiallahu anhu, grant us this interest in this world and grant us salvation in the hereafter without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu.